Right now, 7:43 on the ticket.
And now, it's time for Friday morning scatter shooting with your old pal, Junior Miller, right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's brought to us by Holt Dodge. Find them at HoltDodge.com. Scatter shooting while wondering whatever happened to Alfredo Roberts.
Boy.
Oh, boy. He got into some legal trouble.
And he invented that sauce. You would think that he would be so
wealthy. Nothing to do with Alfredo sauce.
He's one of those Miami guys that Jimmy brought in, right?
Mm-hmm. And he was part owner of the Cowboys Cafe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Cowboys Sports Cafe in Valley Ranch. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Many, many years ago, this reporter nicknamed this station America's favorite radio station, a moniker that has now become synonymous with the ticket. But perhaps it's time to update that nickname. According to the Wonder Radio app, the ticket is the most downloaded radio station in the world by a mile.
In the world?
Since the inception of the app, the ticket has had almost 5 million plays, according to Wonder Radio. The second most downloaded station is BBC 5 Radio in London with 1.8 million plays. Third is KNBR Sports Talk in San Francisco.
Spares.
Fourth is Talk Sport AM in London.
Oh, no.
That George was a guest on.
And you wronged them.
I did. I feel bad about
you
that.
You made fun of them to their faces
Does
over
that
the phone.
Not sound fake? Talk Sport?
You thought it was a prank.
Yeah.
And it was real.
You started doing like Monty Python type voices.
And fifth is WFAN in New York City. So the ticket may very well be Earth's favorite radio station.
All right, change the promos.
Ladies and gentlemen, Earth's favorite radio station is...
How badly did C.J. Wilson want to return to his motherland of California? Well, he took a $78 million deal from the Angels, but according to his agent Bob Garber, he could have gotten $100 million or more from the Marlins, who, as Garber said, would not let it go.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah, but he had to live in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big difference in money.
It's a big difference.
I think I would have lived in Miami.
But CJ chose L.A. The NBA helps orchestrate the Chris Paul to the Lakers deal yesterday, and then the owners complain, and the league then rejects the deal. Insane. Danny Granger of the Pacers issued a hot sports opinion via Twitter last night after the deal was nixed. He wrote, "Due to the sabotaging of the L.A.-New Orleans trade by David Stern, I'm changing my name to Stern's Bitch."
Oh. Mm.
Effective immediately.
Oh no.
Wow.
Think that's going to get him a fine something?
Big time fine.
And as the NBA readies for the start of the season, most of those who were playing overseas are back, including the Colony's Darren Williams. He was playing in Turkey for Besiktas. He played a grand total of 15 games for them. And on November 29th, Besiktas retired his number 8 jersey.
What? Must have been great.
He did have 50 in one game for them, and no one had ever scored 50 in a game for that franchise, and he averaged 21 a contest.
How out of control must the rafters be in that building if that number's been retired? Yeah.
The website stiffarmtrophy.com, which always correctly projects the Heisman winner based on actual ballots released, has already called it. They say Baylor's Robert Griffin III will win the Heisman and in a landslide.
Lock it.
Andrew Luck will finish second. Richardson will finish third. Landslide. Not invited as one of the five finalists to the Heisman ceremony this weekend was Wisconsin quarterback Russell Wilson, who set an NCAA record last weekend with a touchdown pass in his 37th consecutive game, breaking Red Raider Graham Harrell's record.
Mm-hmm. Out of Ennis.
In the latest Tim Tebow news, CBS announced that they are keeping next weekend's Broncos-Patriots game as their afternoon primetime matchup instead of letting NBC take the game for Sunday night football. CBS originally had protected the Jets-Eagles game for next weekend, but they switched once Tebow caught fire. And Tebow just triggered a clause in his contract that will pay him an extra $500,000 this season. He hit that clause by taking 45% of the team's snaps this season.
Good. He deserves all the money he can get.
I agree. Former ticket ticker guy turned reality TV spoiler Steve Carbone.
Man, I was going to do this story. I didn't know if you'd seen this.
AKA Reality Steve has been sued by NZK Productions and Alternative Television Inc., who want an injunction and damages of at least $75,000 for both his leaked information and for actively soliciting and offering to pay contestants for that information. Reality Steve is being sued for leaking that info regarding the Bachelor TV series, giving away each episode's secrets, and they're accusing him of both encouraging people to breach their contracts with the show and offering to pay them for that information, offering $2,500 to contestants, according to some Facebook messages that he sent to people on the show.
Yeah, and you read some of the Facebook messages that allegedly went back and forth, and Steve does sound pretty sleazy. Like, you know, hey, let's stick it to him. I mean, I'll give you 25. I know you could use that for your college loans and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And he was saying that he just wanted to do it just to urinate on their parade, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So why? When he seems to be a fan of these programs, why is he doing it to him?
Why does he have it out for The Bachelor?
I don't know.
So weird to think he used to do ticket tickers here, and he played in The Great Game with us once.
Yeah. What's he doing now?
He's Reality Steve, and he's being sued.
Well, I know that part of it, but does he have another job, or is that his full-time job now?
Yeah. I think that's it.
Reality Steve.
Police in Novgorod, Russia, arrested a much-too-zealous expert on local cemeteries last month, suspecting him of digging up bodies of 29 women buried in the city and taking them to his apartment.
Oh, my.
Local media identified him as a prominent historian in the town, Anatoly Moskvin, 45 years old, and he'd been rummaging through hundreds of graveyards in the region. Police found the mummified corpses outfitted in dresses and headscarves in his home, along with an assortment of plastic dolls wearing frilly dresses.
Germany.
No, this is Russia.
Oh, Russia.
Well, this isn't Russia.
Is this Russia?
And finally, Jim's wife, Mary Beth, was standing nude, looking in the bedroom mirror. She was not happy with what she saw, and she said to Jim, "I feel horrible. I look old, fat, and ugly. I really need you to pay me a compliment." Jim replied, "Well, your eyesight's darn near perfect."
Okay. That's an old chestnut.
This has been a special pre-Christmas edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting. Next Friday, we will really ratchet it up with our Friday Morning Scatter Shooting Christmas Spectacular featuring Perry Como. So join us.
Thanks for hanging out with your old pal Junior Miller for another edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting. We'll see you next Friday, right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
You open and close.
Thank you. 7:50.